Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Yeah, dude. It is 8:13.
And you have WTF because I got to go poop.
What is wrong?
Oh, man, I'm squirming. I got to.
You can't hold it?
Yeah, unless you want a turd in the studio.
You can't hold it.
I can't.
Are you seriously? You're leaving right now.
I'm walking.
Oh, my God.
I'll be right back.
All right, this is a first. Hunter is officially leaving in the middle of the break because he has to poop. Oh, my God. It's been a morning. It has been a morning. I'm not kidding, folks. He literally just ran out of the studio to go take a duker. That's my co-host right there. That's my best friend. Can't even hold it. All right. I guess we're going to have to do WTF without Hunter.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
The WTF should be that Hunter can't hold a turd for 2 minutes. Good Lord. What is he eating in the morning? I'm going to have to check out his breakfast routine, make sure that he's having a good hearty breakfast, but it's not causing him to duke his pants. Anyway, 24-year-old guy named Michael Vines crashed his Toyota Camry into a pole in Greenville, South Carolina on Saturday. And Michael is an interesting character, to say the least. He's got a giant gun tattooed on his forehead. His mugshot is wonderful. His chest is a real winner. Well, Michael, not allowed to have guns because he's a convicted felon. But firefighters on the scene told the cops they might have seen Michael toss a gun into the grass. So police did a thorough search and found his loaded .38. Michael's charged with illegal weapon possessions, reckless driving, and driving with a suspended license. Just racking it on there. Yeah, maybe if you're not supposed to have guns, don't have a gun tattoo on your forehead. Kind of a red flag. Kind of a red flag. Dummies doing dummy things. I love it.